This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. This podcast is going to be a little bit different than the rest of my paranormal podcasts and my other cool contents I give out. I was actually determining if I should make this podcast or not, because anybody that knows me knows I absolutely hate politics, political shit. I try as much as I can not to get involved in it because I don't like it. I don't like politics. I don't trust politicians. We all know that. But I've had tons of people messaging me asking me what I think about what is going on around the world right now. What is going on? We passed a virus stage for a minute. I think people forgot there's a virus going on. Now there's rioting, looting, and it's not just one state or one city. It has spread onto many other states, many other cities, where it's not a peaceful riot. It's looting, it's violence, breaking into businesses and stores. I mean, it's crazy.
Seems like each city is trying to outdo the other city.
Yeah, each city is trying to outdo the other city, and it's insane. I mean, I don't think there's any need for this. And from my personal perspective, when I've been watching and observing, this is why I don't like watching the news. And I think you guys can all agree with me when I say the news makes things worse instead of better. They're constantly putting fear in people. They're promoting violence. They are egging on this race war that's going on right now. And to be honest with you, if less people watch the news, then I think it'll be a lot better for the rest of the world. But my husband is actually keeping me updated on some of these riots. I just recently saw a video on Facebook of an elderly white lady in a wheelchair getting attacked by a couple of black people, which is not cool. And then I saw a bunch of people breaking into these small businesses and stores, including the big ones too. What was the other one? Target?
Gucci
in LA.
Some
designer jewelry stores.
Everywhere. I mean, it's really going everywhere.
Right. I mean, when you guys think about it, put it this way. What is the real agenda behind this? Because, you know, the people are saying this is not race. This has nothing to do with race. This has to do with anger. Well, if you're that angry, then go after the right people. Why are you guys attacking and destroying innocent people's lives? That's what I want to know. What did these people that are business owners, small business owners, do to you? I want to know what they did to you to where you're just going to go and destroy them. I saw a video, I think it was last night, that, you know, people were yelling, saying, no, don't touch the store. You don't loot and break into stores that are owned by black people. What does that tell you?
Why is this a racial thing?
Why is this a racial thing?
This was against tyrannical cops that obviously are against citizens that are taking their abuse of their power because they have a badge. And they kill and harm and hurt white people just as much as they do black people. And this is just something they can do to separate us from fighting the real issue. Because if we all come together and fight the real issue, then we'll win.
Exactly. If this is not about politics and their political gain, I don't know what is. This is why I hate politicians. This is why I don't like politics. I don't get my nose involved in it. But watching, I don't even watch the news. Just watching these posts of people posting certain videos here and there, it's making me sick to my stomach to think that human beings are acting like animals. Put it this way. Zoo animals and wild animals don't even act like that.
I was all for this protest in the beginning until they started looting until they turned it to a racial thing. I mean, I'm all for us standing up against the, you know, tyrant police departments and standing up for our rights and taking that back. But that's what the fight has to be for. No longer is it about this guy who was murdered by police officers. Now it's about looting and basically getting a political leftist view on it. That's
acting like animals.
Yeah, basically.
Wild animals don't even act like that. This Perla bitch on Facebook had something to say about one of my posts, and she knew that she was in the wrong, so she ends up blocking me right away like a little coward. Because, you know, her comeback was, this isn't a race war or anything that has to do with race, it's anger. Well, again, if it's anger, then let your anger out on the right people. Yeah. You know, you're upset with the cops. Yeah, you're upset with the cops. And again, you know, I want to know, which I think I already know the answer to, but how come when white people, Hispanics, Asians, whoever it is, other than blacks that get killed by cops, it's never on the news? This is what I'm talking about. This is my point when it comes to the news. They are the number one enemy, public enemy, of this world, because
they're using us against each other. Again, like I said, if they can make it a racial thing, then the blacks and the whites won't come together and make it a police thing. As long as they can put that racial divide, we'll never get the real problem fixed.
Exactly. I don't want it to be a racial thing, because we all need to get along. We're all human beings. We all bleed the same color.
It's 2020. There's no room for that shit.
Yeah, it's 2020. The racist card expired centuries ago. We started over. And not to, you know, to go off of that racist thing, the whites are the ones that fought to free the slaves, the black slaves. So we have nothing to do with them. That was years and years and years and years ago that we're talking about. We're not like that right now. This is the new generation. We're not like that. We're not the racist
ones.
And
not to be racist, but it's not like they woke up one morning and said, you know what, we're not going to put up with this anymore and there is a black revolution. No. White people stood up and said, you know, these are human beings and we can't treat them this way. And, you know, uncles fought their nephews and brothers fought their sons and, you know, I mean, their fathers. And, you know, it's just really sad. And a lot of people died because of it. A lot of white people died because of it. So not everybody is racist just because they're white.
Right.
And to me, saying Black Lives Matter is a racial thing, it seems to me. Why is it Black Lives Matter? Shouldn't it all lives matter?
Exactly. Just like when, you know, and don't get us wrong, like, we are against some things that our own race does. You know what I mean? The KKK.
I can't stand them.
That's we're white ourselves, and we can't stand the stupid hicks that are in the KKK, the white supremacists. They're the most ignorant people I've ever known.
There's ignorance in every single race. Every race has their ignorance in it. But, you know, I judge a person on their heart. You know, we all inside, we all bleed red, you know. And the fact of the matter is, it's the person you are. I judge a person on how you act and the way you think.
Right, exactly. I don't, you know, there are certain things, like I said, I don't agree with my race. There are certain things I don't agree with other races. But again, we don't generalize one race and say, just because there's a couple of bad apples in a group, everybody is bad. Same thing with the cops, too. I mean, there are good cops out there that don't deserve to get the bad name, because there are gangster wannabe thug cops out there that do give these good cops the bad name.
That's the bad thing about it, is there's so many bad cops, they override the good cops. You know, the thin blue line, there should never be a thin blue line. That's a gang. That's their gang, and that's a gang they used, and they have immunity to murder and to beat. You know, luckily that this is coming to a head now, but I mean, this happens every day in every single city.
Now, is it okay? Do I agree with the justice system? No. There is no justice people anybody, like us, for
white,
anyone.
Black, Mexican.
There's no justice for any race. And this is, you know, what I want everybody to understand. Whatever color you are, wherever you're from, it doesn't matter. Your religion, your race, your gender, I don't give a fuck what you are. The fact is that there's piece of shit fuckers in every race, but we can't define everybody as a whole, saying just because there's a handful of people that are bad in this race, the whole race is bad.
Right.
No, we don't do that. I have clients from all around the world, all around the world. And I've been doing this, you know, a psychic medium, very famous online. And not one time has race ever been an issue with my work. I have black clients. I have Asians. I have Hispanics. I have Hawaiians. I have people from the UK, European.
That's because we see people as people. That's because we see people as people. There's not a color line with us. We just, if you're, you know, you're respectable and you're on our level, you are. If you're ignorant, you're not on our level and it doesn't matter. We just don't like ignorance. Does that make sense?
It makes 100% sense. Exactly. Ignorant people will get treated as they're ignorant. Again, doesn't matter what race. When I say ignorant, I'm not targeting black people. That's just a general word for a brainless person that acts ignorant.
An ignorant person that has no education.
No education. They're just ignorant.
They talk out of their ass.
They talk out of their ass. They don't know what the hell they're saying. They sound really stupid when they open their mouth, number one.
There has to be a point to all this. Otherwise, what, just burning the cities and, you know, in a couple of days it's all going to be forgotten? No. There has to be a point to this, and you guys have to have some kind of organization, and there is none. Sad.
Exactly. What is the point? I want to know what the point it is. What is the point of looting? What is the point of rioting? Listen, if it's against...
But take the anger out where it deserves to be.
Yeah.
March to the courthouses. March to the police departments. March in front of them. Take your anger out on them if you're so angry at them. Don't do it on the regular people that are trying to make a living, the mom and pop store owners. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Exactly. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anger takes, you know, when you're angry, you could take it to a whole new level. So my question is real quick, and I was discussing this earlier with my husband. I said, okay, so for example, this bitch Perla came on to Facebook on my page and, you know, she had balls, hairy balls, talking shit. And she said, it's not about race, it's about anger. Okay, so I have a question for this bitch and I have a question for all the ignorant ones out there. If it is about anger, do you do that to your family members and your friends and your coworkers when you're mad? When you have anger towards them?
Not only that, that family had a press conference.
Right, hold on one second.
She was crying out racism stuff, so.
Hang on, we'll get to that one second. I want to know, you ignorant people, please respond back because I want to know. Do you guys do this to your family members and friends and your loved ones and coworkers and everyone, you know? Do you go and do riots in front of their homes? Do you start looting? Do you start burglarizing? Do you start burning down their homes?
Or
their businesses? No, you don't. This is just an excuse. I want to know what your agenda is. I already know, but I want to hear it from the ignorant ones. What is your agenda going out, acting like a bunch of wild animals? I wouldn't say wild animals. I would say zoo animals that get released from the zoo and they don't know what to do. They just, they go crazy and they do all kinds of stupid shit. That's exactly what it looks like when we're watching all these videos. Those Antifa fuckers out there and the Black Lives Matter. It's not Black Lives Matter. Get the fuck over that already. The race card expired centuries ago. Get the fuck over that. There is no racism going on.
All lives matter.
If you are thinking that one person is a racist and you do harm to them and your actions show, or you think your race is better than that other race, you are just as racist as the person that you're claiming to be a racist. So,
It should be all lives matter.
It's all, yeah, exactly. All lives matter. Don't be stupid. Seriously, like, it's embarrassing to watch human beings. You guys are supposed to be human beings. Human beings acting like one, but you're not. Wild animals act better than these dumbasses do on out there right now rioting.
And that's every race, white, black.
Yeah, I've seen like Hispanics and whites and blacks and all these other dumbasses out there.
They're all doing it right now.
All doing it, joining, you know, this whatever the hell is going on right now.
And
chaos. Exactly. And you know, it's embarrassing just to watch a human race act the way that they're acting right now.
Yep.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. Setting buildings on fire, now they're breaking into apartments and homes for what?
A lot of these guys,
leave people the fuck alone. Are you guys that stupid and bored? Did the coronavirus lockdown really fuck with your mental health? Seriously, get the fuck over it. Grow the fuck up. Nobody deserves this. The guy that the cop killed did not deserve it. Absolutely not. That is 100% murder, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever the hell you are, that's on the ground, that has a fucking knee to your neck and you can't breathe, that's wrong.
There was no threat.
No. He was not a threat to anybody. He was in handcuffs on the floor. You know, if he was a big threat, they could have hogtied him and put him in the back seat of the police car. Mm-hmm. And then they could have rushed him to the jailhouse and, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And did the right procedures. So is this cop in the wrong for doing it? Absolutely.
Okay, so they arrested him now, though.
So they arrested him. Now what? Yeah. So he does life in prison, for example. Now what? Is that not good enough? And those supporters and family members of George Floyd, they're coming out and starting all this whole racist shit on the news. It's not about racism. It's about the power and the badge and the control some of these cops think they have over us. That's who needs to be stopped, not innocent civilians that have businesses. What I want to know is, from all you guys that are listening right now, how you justify this type of behavior. How you justify rioting and looting and burning down buildings and businesses and attacking innocent people. How do you justify that to be okay?
Well, they put curfews in LA and they're arresting people right now that are out after curfew. So, and what I heard is they're putting curfews in a lot of places. So we'll see what happens. Not only that, the National Guard's coming to a lot of places.
It's really sad. Like, did it really have to come to this?
No, it didn't.
It's really, really sad. Like,
well, I mean, it did need to come to a point for the police to stop killing and stop overstepping their boundaries and get the tyrannical cops out of the way. That needed to come to a head. But this is, like I said, I was on track with them in the beginning, but I'm no longer on that cause because they took it to a whole different level.
I mean, how much better would have been when we could have had the whole nation... Everybody's fed up with it, right?
Peacefully marching up.
Exactly. Everybody is fed up with the police brutality, killing innocent people, shooting people without weapons, suffocating people, strangling them, whatever the hell the case is.
Imagine us all coming together and peacefully, every single, you know, citizen coming together, not going to work, not doing the post office, not doing, you know, any of that stuff, shutting down America, basically, and marching to Congress peacefully. I mean, we all could have came together and done something like that, but...
Look at, for example, all the governors around the world in every state shut down their own states. Shut it down because of the stupid virus, right? I'm not even going to say the name of the virus. It's an ass virus. To me, it's an ass virus. So, because of the toilet paper shortage. But, so imagine if they could do that, okay, and there are only a handful of people controlling hundreds of thousands around the world, even millions around the world, the whole country. If they could do that, what makes you guys think we can't do that peacefully?
Yeah.
We could shut down all our businesses. We're not going to be hurting because we're the ones that are going to be doing, we're the ones that are going to be in control of it when we shut it down and when we reopen. But for the time being, if we shut down and we protested peacefully in front of Congress, in front of, you know, hell, we can even go in front of the White House.
White House, yeah, exactly.
You know, and we protest peacefully and we show them that we're putting our foot down and we will no longer be victims or guinea pigs of the police department or of the justice system, because there's a lot of innocent people that are locked up right now. And I don't agree with that. How much better would it have been for us? We would have made our point clear, crystal clear across mm-hmm. to everybody, every damn politician out there. We would have stood up and protected our constitutional rights and all our amendments. We would have protected ourselves and we would have said yep. no. Do you guys honestly think they could overpower millions of people from around the world if we all came together peacefully and did this? But do you guys honestly think that it would not work? I know I believe it'll work. Even the news, the fake news, the CNN and all these
they
other
know
fake
it'll
news.
Work. That's why they press this racism.
Yeah, they're scared of us. We shouldn't be afraid of them. They're afraid of us. That's why they are putting out these fake news. They're antagonizing people against each other. I believe the news is the one that started this race war, because when it first came out that George Floyd got murdered by a white police officer over race, that's what kicked it off. So to be honest with you, I don't even feel like it's anger. I feel like it's more racial shit than anything. Because if it was anger, it would have been taken to the justice system, the courts, the federal courts. They could have moved up the chain and they could have filed lawsuits upon lawsuits until, you know, they voiced exactly their anger and their thoughts
so
and their feelings.
So much more could have been done besides what was done. Yes, you're right.
Right. So, you know, violence isn't the answer for everything. And, you know, to all the brainless ones out there that you know, think that people like us that speak out, oh, we're a racist too. No, that's not the point. We're not a racist. So get the fuck out of get that out of your fucking heads. It's the point that we're all human beings. We live one life here on Earth, and we have to make the best of it. We can't kill each other over this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's 2020, for God's sakes. Racism stopped. It stopped a long time ago. But for the news and all these politicians to keep egging it on and keeping racism alive, it's ridiculous. And I believe that if we put a stop to it, we can put a stop to it. If we all protest against it, what are they going to do? Hundreds of millions of us versus a handful of them. What can they do? How do you think all, you know, we had our constitutional rights and our amendments written in stone? You know, there was a lot of bloodshed. But, you know, think about the examples you guys are setting. That was in the past. Think about your future generation, the examples. I guarantee more than half those people that are writing, they have kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of them are not.
What kind of an example are you for your own kids? Right. Or the future generation? Or if you're planning on having a family in the future, who the fuck are you going to tell your kids that you were in 2020 when you participated in rioting and looting and basically you guys are killing people? You think the coronavirus and you know, the suicides and depression and all this shit from the lockdown happened? You think that's bad? What do you guys on? What do you guys think these small, you know, mom and pop shops and the small business owners? How much depression did you guys put them in? Worse than the virus. Yep. At least you could keep yourself safe in your own home, and you know, be able to reopen your business back up again. But right in the middle of this pandemic, this shit happens. So not only did they lose once, they lost twice. In a row.
Yep.
Shutting down their business because of this virus, plus their business now gets destroyed and burned to the ground.
Look,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Black owned on the properties.
Oh my God.
So they won't get broken into.
And they say it's not a racist shit. We're watching something right now.
Breaking news, ABC 7.
ABC 7 breaking news. And they're showing a footage of this small business. And they spray painted on the wall of the small business, black owned, so they don't get broken into. I mean, how sad is that? But yet it's not a racist shit, it's anger. Show me anger. Show me where there's his anger. And I don't think they know what they're doing.
They don't.
They don't know what they're doing. Okay, for example, white people and Hispanics that I've been seeing a lot more and more. The brainless ones that are joining the brainless black ones. I want to know what your agenda is. Why are you doing it? Does this have anything to do with you? No, it doesn't. But then again, it has nothing to do with black people either, because a lot of white people get killed by cops every fucking day, except that the news refuses to show it.
And they violate white people's rights every single day. And they steal and rob and kill white people every single day.
So again, I want to know what their excuse is. This is fucking ridiculous. There is absolutely no point to what is going on. You guys are hurting children, kids, innocent kids. You're destroying their family business that their parents, you know, have been running for years to take care of their family. How would you guys feel if the tables were turned and we did that to your businesses? You guys will fucking start the World War III, if not bypass it to World War IV. Like, enough is enough. Seriously, this racist shit sickens me. It's irritating me. I literally want to go up to every single dumbass, white, black, Hispanic, no matter who the fuck you are, rioting right now, and literally bitch slap your asses back into reality. You guys all deserve every single one of the normal civilians to bitch slap you. Who the fuck do you guys think you are, taking people's lives, their livelihood, their businesses, their financial status, their health, everything, into your own hands, and you're destroying people? You guys are worse than the goddamn fucking coronavirus. There, I said it, the goddamn coronavirus. You guys are worse than that. You guys are worse than all these fucking criminal politicians and the criminal fake fucking news. You guys lowered your standards way lower than the rest of these fucking government criminal officials and the criminal justice system. You guys lowered yourselves below them by acting the way you act. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
Yep.
They lowered themselves.
Yep.
I mean, Chicago. Okay, well, I'm not condoning, you know, I saw a video and that was in Chicago, and a bunch of people that were protesting end up attacking a handful of cops and beating the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to that real quick. I understand. There you go. That's a start. Letting your anger out on the right people, right? But then again, you have to fucking realize that maybe that handful of people, maybe one or two of those cops are really good cops, really good people that were actually for us to help us. And now you fucked them up for what? So you guys are mixing innocent people with the guilty ones. You guys have to do your homework before you start attacking the wrong people. This isn't right. If you want to make your point across to where people would take you seriously, do your homework first. Do your research and go after the right people that you're supposed to go after. Because right now, it just looks like a fucking circus show.
Yep.
And you guys are the clowns. Those who are rioting, you guys are clowns in a circus show. Who the fuck do you think is going to have respect for you guys besides your own type of people, your own people that have the same mentality as you? What did you say?
I don't know. I was just saying, I don't know what I was saying.
He's watching different riots going on in different places, and you know, and congratulations. You know, we thought that martial law was going to come into play during the coronavirus. Nope. Martial law came into play because of these Democratic, left, Antifa, fucking Black Lives Matter, all these other bullshit cocksucking idiots.
Yep.
Congratulations. Martial law has been activated because of dumb idiots like you. I said it. And I'm not the only one that's saying it. Everybody's saying it. We're sitting here watching you guys on TV, on the internet, making a fool out of yourselves. You guys are the laughing stock right now. You guys are the idiots. You guys look more stupid than the dumbest animal on the planet. You guys bypassed that. Congratulations.
They're going to be just now. And now anything the cops do, beat your ass, you know, shoot you, whatever, they're going to be justified in doing it. And it beats the purpose. It's ignorant.
Exactly. You guys basically gave the cops and the justice system the upper hand to go ahead and do what they want to do to us now. Hardworking civilian citizens are going to get the shit end of it.
Yep.
So are you guys proud of yourselves? Are you guys happy that you put your mom and dad, the closest thing to you, your mom and dad
in jeopardy
because you want to act like a little fucking 2-year-old throwing a tantrum? You know, the terrible twos, even 2-year-olds behave better than they do, for God's sakes. 2-year-olds. So I don't know what you guys think you're going to accomplish with the riot. Are riots around this country now? But seriously, stop. Grow the fuck up. You guys are so immature. Immature. And you know what? I feel sorry for your parents. Oh, did I hit a soft spot talking about your parents? Well, guess what? We're all fucking parents out here. We all think about our kids. And you guys are putting our kids' lives in jeopardy for the future generation. You guys are horrible examples. Horrible. You know that rocket that launched today into space? Mm-hmm. They left out a whole bunch of fucking immature, ignorant dumbasses that are doing the riots. I think we should have put all these dumbasses in that rocket ship and launched them into space.
There's not enough rocket ships.
Yeah, I wish there was enough rocket ships for all these brainless idiots out there. Like, seriously. Enough is enough, you guys. Like, just cut it out. Like, cut it out. Our kids shouldn't have to be afraid to go out there and play in the park or to be in a front, you know, front lawn or in the backyard without, you know, somebody walking by and saying, oh, well, you're white or you're black. I don't like you. No, I don't like you. What are you going to do? Shoot up the fucking kids? Is that what's coming up next? Are you guys going to fucking start attacking innocent kids? Because that's when our claws will come out and that's when we will put a bullet in your fucking head. You don't fucking touch our kids. I will not hesitate to pull a fucking trigger on any goddamn fucking low life fucking leftist, whatever the fuck cocksucking bitches you guys are, in a heartbeat and put you down like a fucking dog. So this is the future generation, right? You guys are setting a great example for the future generation. You guys are dumb. You guys are stupid. The most dumbest morons on the face of this planet. And then jumping up and down, high-fiving each other. Woohoo! We just like rolled over a police car. What the fuck is a police car getting set on fire gonna do for you?
Or worse, the citizens' cars.
Or worse, the citizens' cars. What the fuck did these innocent people do to you? Okay, you guys want to burn down the fucking police departments. I'm not saying that's okay. Absolutely not. Again, there's a lot of good cops there, too.
But you're so... Take it to the word belongs.
Yeah. But keep it. Keep it to where it belongs. Keep it within that perimeter. Don't extend the perimeter thinking that now you're above the law. Because you're no different than that cop that killed George Floyd. Yeah. You guys are worse than him, to be honest with you. Worse than him. Because not only did you just kill one person, you guys most likely killed a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there with depression as it is already with the stupid ass virus going on. And on top of that, destroying their fucking businesses right when we were about to open everything up. You guys killed them. They're either going to commit suicide, they're going to kill everyone else in their family, and then kill themselves, like it's been happening, and it's going to get worse, and the numbers are going to multiply. I guarantee you that. Or they're going to die of a heart attack, because a person, a human being, can only handle so much stress. People have been dying of a heart attack in their like late 20s and early 30s now. Why? Because life is already stressed as it is enough. You guys don't need to add to it. Am I right?
Yep. You're right.
You guys are worse than that cop that killed George Floyd. You're no better than him. No better. You guys are as racist as he was, if it has to do with race. Because I think it has to do more with power and control and the badge. So, you know, think about what you guys are doing. I mean, this is ridiculous. LA, Gucci stores, now they're hitting Beverly Hills. They stole an ATM machine and broke into it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it was about, what, 60, 70 people around that ATM machine?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys that money hungry? Get a job. Now that the economy is starting to open back up again, get a job. What do you think the rest of us was doing during a lockdown? I mean, come on, get over yourselves. Stop trying to call negative attention to yourselves. You want attention? You're so desperate for attention. Do something productive. Do something good and get the positive attention. By acting like ignorant fools out there, you're just attracting negative attention. Do you think that people like us are going to trust people like you now? I mean, we never did, but now it's worse than ever. The fucking libtards, you think we trust you? You guys just proved our point. You guys just proved to the rest of the world of what kind of people you are, what type of people you are, who you really are. Your true colors are coming out as satanic fucking Lucifer's puppets. Satan's puppets. That's all you guys are, Satan's puppets. Do you think that your souls are not going to be damned to hell after committing a crime? You guys are saying you're angry at the cop because he's a criminal now. He committed a crime, right? He's a criminal because he killed somebody. You guys are not criminals? You guys are breaking into businesses, setting buildings on fire, attacking innocent drivers on a goddamn freeway. What the fuck makes you think you could do that? Who gives you the right of someone else's life to put in your own hands? To stop cars in the middle of the fucking freeway and pull out innocent people, the drivers out, and passengers I've seen, and start beating their asses. Who the fuck do you guys think you are, you coward fucking idiots?
And if you get ran over, that's your own damn fault.
Yeah.
Like if you surround my car and my family's in jeopardy and you start pounding on my car, besides hitting the gas, I'm going to have something else there too.
Oh, like I said, I won't hesitate to put a bullet in any of their dumbass heads.
So I don't blame
you. You come near my family, you might as well fucking say a prayer before you fucking get buried 6 feet under. Because I'm not playing these fucking games with these fucking libtard, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves, idiots. I mean, seriously, it's all lives matter. Newsflash. News fucking goddamn flash. It is all A-L-L, lives, L-I-V-E-S, matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. For those slow, dumb, uneducated fools out there that have no idea what I'm saying. Black lives don't matter. All lives matter.
Well, no,
you can't come say, no, not that they don't matter, but I can't come say, you know, white lives matter, Asian lives matter, and you know, you can't separate them in groups. I mean, it's all together.
All lives matter, yeah.
All fucking lives matter. What I meant was not that it didn't matter, but not just the black lives. It's all fucking lives.
I know,
but some of the ignorant fools, I have to spell it out for them. They're going to be like, oh my God, Monica's a racist. No, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. I'm the last racist bitch in this planet you can even try to call a racist. Like I said, I have clients from all around the world. I have mixed races in my own family. My husband has mixed races in his own family. Are you fucking stupid? You guys are dumb if you think that. I mean, I'm... I think it's been a long time since people have seen me this pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when is it going to stop? First it was...
I don't think it is. Not for a while.
First it was Muslims. And then it was this and that. And now it's blacks versus whites and whites versus blacks. And then it was the virus again. How many viruses did we go through? A lot. Mm. But we all survived. We didn't go crazy.
Right.
I mean, I get it, you guys. I mean, if you guys are going stir crazy by staying at home, go see a therapist. That's what psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists, and counselors, and all those people are there for. Go see them. I'm sure there's free ones, too, you can go talk to and see. Because obviously you have some mental issues. Sure, it is anger. Absolutely. I mean, I was angry when I saw the video. I literally had to watch the video multiple times for me to grasp the concept of what's going on because it was so brutal to me. That cop, whatever he did, he's a dick. He's an asshole. He could have done it out of hate for people. He could have done it because he was getting close to retirement, maybe. I don't know what his issue was. Or he could have been a racist. I don't know. Or he could have been having a bad day. I mean, you know what? I read this article that this cop actually had a rap sheet of his own. He had a lot of complaints. A lot of complaints against him. Why he didn't get fired, why he didn't get disciplined, I don't know. Maybe he did and he didn't learn his lesson. Maybe he got disciplined. Maybe he got suspended a couple of times. But then he took it to a whole new level. He could have, you know, had his own personal issues. And obviously he has anger issues. We could all see that. And it made me sick to the fact that, you know, he was laughing about what he was doing. But still. And then having to, you know, this is my thing, though. The other two cops I don't really know about because I think they had their back. They were more concentrated on the civilians that were recording and, you know, trying to keep a perimeter away from what was going on. But that little short Asian dude, that Asian cop, mm-hmm. He stood there watching. Again, I don't know about the other two cops. I don't speak for people. And of course, you know, things I don't really know too much about. But from what I saw in the video, clearly shows this little short Asian cop. Okay. Now, I'm not saying white and I'm not saying black, you guys. Asian cop. Okay. Like I said, there's shitheads in every race. This little piece of shit, little midget, I'm gonna call him midget Asian. He was standing there. Yes, he was interacting with the people. He was more concerned about, you know, the people backing away that were videotaping and recording and all that stuff that was going on while George Floyd was getting choked out by his buddy or his partner or, you know, whatever the hell it is.
His butt buddy.
But, you know, he turned around multiple times for a long period of time and just stood there watching his partner suffocate and choke the shit out of the door on the ground. I mean, I could see him going to prison. Mm-hmm. I could see the anger against him as well because I'm pretty pissed off at him too. He could have stopped. Right. He could have done something. He could have called in for backup, a sergeant, dispatch, okay. You know. He could have done something
right.
To put a stop to it before the guy died. But no, his little punk ass just stood there. And you could tell he had like this, like he was plexing himself, like he was the shit. I think I'm even taller than him. You know, I'm not that tall. I'm pretty short, but I think I might have been even taller than him. But he had this like this complex about himself, you know, and you know I'm a cop, and those are the cops we don't like because they're using their badge, flashing their badge, and you know, using that power against normal citizens. You know, like I don't think it's right. I think he definitely needs to be charged with murder, at least with murder if they don't hang him. But yeah, you know, I completely understand and agree with you guys. There is no justice system for us, and that's what needs to be changed. That's why coming November, this year, November, when it's voting time again, you guys do your research on who you vote in. Do your research on the ones that are running for judges. And you know what? There's quite a few judges.
Prosecutors, too.
There's prosecutors as well, absolutely. There's quite a few judges that, you know, reached out to me about voting for them. You think I'm actually going to vote for all of them? Yeah, sure, go ahead, no problem. I'll go ahead and vote for you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, just to get them out of my hair. But do you guys actually think I'm that stupid that I'm going to be like, okay, well, let's see. This guy said that...
I'm putting no one else Democratic in office.
Huh?
I'm not putting anyone else Democratic in
no,
office.
No, we're not going to do Democratic people in the office. Absolutely not. Those are the ones who are
destroying
not
America.
For the people. They're against the people. They're the ones that are destroying everything. But yeah, I mean, come on. Seriously, I'm not voting for anyone dumb. But if I can do my research, you guys are smart enough to do your research. Just be careful who you vote for. You know, let's get all these libtards out of the way, out of office. All these political shit and politicians, and I mean, we all know their political agenda. And last thing I'm going to say, I want you guys to think about this really good. I want you to think about why all this is happening now, this year. Because it is election year. So the coronavirus didn't work. The murder hornets didn't work. And now this racist shit is going on. And who's behind it? The politicians. Think about it. We're all human beings. Let's start treating each other with respect. Let's start having each other's back. Let's put our foot down and stand up against all these corrupted criminal politicians out there and show them what our constitutional rights and our amendments are really about. If you guys want to save it, that's how you guys will save it. That's how we will all save it, by working together. Because to me, I really don't give a shit what color you are. I have friends that are black. I have friends that are Hispanic. I know a lot of people that are Asians. I have friends from the UK. I have friends from Spain. I have a lot of friends from around the world, including a lot of clients from around the world on top of it. So it's who you are individually that's going, you represent yourself. And if you represent yourself the wrong way, then that's how other people are going to treat you. If you represent yourself the right way, then you will get the respect that you deserve and that you need and you want. So if you want attention, again, do something productive. Don't do anything stupid, because all you're going to do is just make a fool out of yourself. And, you know, I heard the circus might be hiring again soon, so maybe a lot of you people that are doing the riots and all, you know, looting and shit. Maybe if you guys need money so bad, seriously, I'm not even kidding. Go apply to work in a circus, because I guarantee you they will hire you in a heartbeat. You guys will be the laughing stock and the money making for the people at the circus. Because that's what, you guys are clowns. Clowns even behave better than you do. Anything else before I go?
Nope, that pretty much wrapped it up.
All right, well, I love you guys. Please be safe out there. For the brainless ones, I mean, this is not a personal one-on-one attack on you guys. It's in general. Stop doing what you're doing. Grow the fuck up and be a better role model for your future generation, for everyone's future generation, because our future generation is at risk right now. It's bad enough that the politicians are trying to destroy our kids in the future. Don't add fire to the fuel. Don't feed into the negativity and all that bullshit. It's just not worth it. Anyways, I gotta get going. Love you guys. Please subscribe to my podcast. You could do a monthly subscription for 99 cents, which is only a dollar, $4.99 or $9.99. That's completely up to you. But your donations monthly helps me keep my podcast alive. I have a lot more great contents coming up. Go to my Monica Spirit Queen on my channel on YouTube. I have so many awesome new videos coming up. I mean, obviously we couldn't film for a couple of weeks because of the lockdown. But now that it's being lifted, we have a lot of awesome places that we're going to. We're going to do a lot of paranormal investigations. We're going to do a lot of scary stuff. Just basically a lot of fun. We're traveling again, thank God. And, you know, we're going to keep you guys entertained. Same thing with this channel. I have a lot of celebrities that are going to be on my podcast and on my YouTube channel. So subscribe to both, please. My YouTube channel is free. Just subscribe and click the like button on my videos, which helps me out a lot to keep my contents going for you guys. And, thank you so much for all those who have been supporting me and continue to support me. And I hope that I get a lot more supporters as we go, because like I said, I have a lot of exciting shows coming up for you guys. I love you guys. Please be safe out there. Let me know your thoughts of what you think and how you feel. Let's stay together, work together, love and respect each other. And, you know, let's turn this world into a better place. Let's turn it around, because right now we're upside down. Let's turn it around to right side up, and you guys will see the difference in how much better life will be. Love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Take care.